It's time to watch Turtle on twitch.tv/TurtleOnTheRadio. He talks topics. He was on the Bubba show. He's now on Twitch.
I don't know the song yet. Thanks to Jay Cutton.
He talks a lot of topics. He gets to interview awesome people. He is amazing. He is amazing.
Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Twisted Movies. Already first comment in. Delayed in a goddamn airport. Yeah, that sucks. I can't even imagine what you're paying for airfare. I gotta check, see how I sound. Let me know if you're listening, if the mic sounds good. Oh. Yeah, it does look good. It does sound good. All right, guys, welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast on Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. Oh, man. You got the pedophile EMT. That was a sad story, and I don't even know that. Ray Liotta dies. Husband says he accidentally shot his professional ballet wife because he thought she was a burglar, somebody trying to break in. Wait, where is the hold on. I'm missing a story here. No, I'm not. History sex question. I think that's going to be the first story I get into. I'm not a parent, never going to be a parent, but I would love to hear what you guys think about this first story. They're making some pretty convenient excuses on this. They had this questionnaire for a bunch of these history students in high school. And some of the questions were really inappropriate. Like, I like to be shocking and stuff, but yeah, Twisted Movies, I did see that. I have that news story as well, too. One of the teachers that was killed in the Texas shooting, her husband died of a heart attack, and they got a bunch of kids. It's so goddamn sad, man. Holy crap. And I will get to that story. But if you're a parent and you are watching this show, or say something in the chat room, I would love to get your opinion on this as well. If you want to call in, 407-270-3044.
A Franklin County school teacher is under fire after parents say were given inappropriate questions to answer in a class assignment. News 4's Sharon Dankwa is talking to parents, students, and the district director.
It's the last week of school here at Franklin County High. And while some students were working on a few of their last assignments, some say a history lesson left them in awe.
All right, so number one, why would a history class be asking personal questions about sex? And when you hear the excuse of why this happened, it just seems all too convenient.
This is a sound Brittany Miller is used to hearing when her 14-year-old daughter comes home from school. The sound of her daughter clicking away at her homework. But on Monday, she heard something at her.
What up, Iggy T? You're a parent. I know your parent or your child is not in school yet, but Would love to hear your opinion in the chat room, Iggy, about this story.
The Ordinary.
She started reading some of the questions from this assignment. And I wasn't paying too much attention until I was like, wait, what was that question?
Brittany's daughter, who asked not to be shown or...
All right, so I don't get that. Let's talk about that. I mean, for the most part, she could be picking up her daughter in the school waiting line, the pickup line, the parent pickup line. And her mom is on the news. Everybody knows who the student is, right? I think this might be a parent that was like, oh, I got to get my 15 minutes of fame. I got to be on TV. And the daughter was just absolutely embarrassed, didn't want to have anything to do with it. And her mom, no, I got to be on TV. And the daughter's completely embarrassed. Yeah, Fozzie. See, Fozzie, you know, I think me and Fozzie are on the same page. Good Lord, the humanity. And if the, no, you know what? It's a kid. I'm not going to go in on the kid. But come on, look at the moms.
Named, continue to read off questions she said her teacher told them to answer.
Wait, hold on. What were... Because I don't think the news reads them. They got it circled there. How many different sexual partners have you had in your life? Would you prefer to have had more or fewer? And then question 117 says, have you ever considered suicide? What is so important to you that without it, life would not be worth living? Fozzie? We don't agree on a lot of things, but I gotta agree. Fozzie says that is a poor man's Mama June.
Her teacher told them to answer.
How old were you when you first had sexual...
Okay. Now, this could have been an honest mistake, but with all the stories that we're hearing in the news and stuff, how do we know this wasn't a teacher throwing out feelers looking for a student to groom? How do we not know that?
Intercourse.
What up? Here, I got to say hello. What up, Cowhead Stole Your Radio Career? How are you, buddy? Alan also checking in. Alan says, good evening. Hope you're well, Alan. And Fozzie as well. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
One of the more than 100 questions Franklin County
Wait,
High
hold
School-
on. Wait, whoa. What was that question? Would you be willing to give up sex for 5 years if you could have a wonderfully sensual and erotic dreams any night you wished? Here, I'll wait until they explain what happened, but how do these questions get, like, inserted into a questionnaire? And why, I got a question, why is it any business of a history? Why is the history teacher, like, giving a questionnaire out to students? Twisted Movies, either a preferred teacher or maybe a kid hacked the teacher's file before printing. I mean, that's another angle that I didn't even think about, Twisted Movies.
100 questions Franklin County High School students were told to pick out and answer.
And as a mother, what was your reaction?
You're right, Fozzie. Oh, the humanity. This chick looks, the mom looks pretty young.
I was appalled. I was like, why would a teacher be putting out questions like that?
But what shocked her the most was that the questions were an assignment from her daughter's world history class.
And I was like, what does any of this even have to do with world history?
That's when Brittany's daughter showed her the...
All right, come on, let's be honest. This mom, because the daughter, Mike Rucker says Miss Piggy, but she does look young, right? You know that because I think her daughter is in high school. So you know this was like at least a teenage pregnancy. Could be. What up, the Jolly Gator? How are you, buddy? I don't know.
Questions from the assignment.
And so I was thinking, oh, we're doing history.
And if you're just joining me right now and you didn't hear it, the daughter did not want to be on camera, but the mother wanted to be on camera. So all the students she goes to school with, I'm sure that they know what her mom looks like. So we know who this kid is. We know who this kid is. And it's just really, really weird. And Iggy T says, I agree with her, though. You know what? Like I said, I'm not a parent, never going to be a parent. Iggy also says, why the questions? The Jolly Gator, the kids know the crazy parents. Yeah, they do. And Fozzie also says, if you're over 250 pounds, ripped jeans is not the move, in my opinion. And Twisted Movies, I agree with you. These are completely inappropriate questions. Just wait. Wait till you hear the excuse and the reason why these questions were even on that test.
Work till the very last day of school, not work like that.
Brittany and many other parents started demanding answers. Answers I got from the school district's director.
There were 300 questions that the students were to ask or were to answer about life's choices. And he only read about 50 of them. And the first 50 seemed to be very appropriate.
So we got these questions from somebody else. And he only bothered to read 50 of them. All right, so let's break this down. 300 questions is a lot, but as a teacher, if you're expecting your students to answer a lot of these questions that they're supposed to answer, and you did not write the questions yourself, and you basically plagiarized them or ripped them from somebody else, you bet your ass, you know, Fozzie. Fozzie is a Jim Rome fan. I kind of did that for Fozzie. You bet your ass that I'm going to read through every single one of those questions before I give it to my students if I'm ripping it from somebody else. Fozzie also says most fat girls are down with sexy questions and riz his on the reg. Fozzie also says, I love a chunky girl. Now, I don't want you to say, Fozzie, I hope you're talking about the mom, right? You know what? You are talking about the mom.
I have questions.
But the questions he didn't read took a turn.
It just went beyond what was acceptable in a classroom setting, the questions that he did not.
And this guy is too calm, cool, and collective. I mean, he's playing this off like it was an honest mistake and stuff. What? I don't know, man. This just seems like a convenient excuse, in my opinion.
Look at.
That world history teacher did send out an apology letter to students and parents. But parents like Brittany say,
oh, yeah, we're sorry. We're sorry that it was a mistake. Wink, wink. We're sorry that one of our teacher was sending out a grooming questionnaire to some of the students and stuff. And wink, wink, it was just a mistake. That's all it was. An honest mistake. The teacher, he got lazy. He just plagiarized these questions. He didn't read them all the way. He's not a pedophile. He's not a groomer. And that's all there is here to see.
That's not enough.
If these questions were asked to a coworker, that would be sexual harassment. So why is it just being brushed under the rug that they were given to 14-year-olds?
District leaders tell me the teacher has been reprimanded, while parents say they just want to make sure something like this doesn't happen again. In Franklin County, Sharon Dankwa, News 4, Nashville.
Hey, thank you there, Sharon Dankwa. Yeah, sad story. Well, not a sad story. Well, it is a sad story when anybody dies, but Ray Liotta. Ray Liotta from the Goodfellas movies, Henry Hill. He played the character of Henry Hill. He died. Now, everybody says that these things come in threes and stuff, but I don't know. Henry Hill took a lick. Ray Liotta.
Breaking news that we're following right now. TMZ reporting actor Ray Liotta has died. Liotta rose to fame in the classic film Goodfellas, but was also well known for his roles in Field of Dreams.
I mean, it is one of the best mob movies, but let's be honest, though. Field of Dreams. You know, tomorrow... I wasn't going to get into that. Tomorrow will be the, today is 26. Tomorrow will be the 1 year anniversary of my dad dying. We, love baseball. Some of my dad's, favorite memories was coaching our baseball team. We won a bunch of championships in Little League and Senior League ball, Babe Ruth. And Field of Dreams, Ray Liotta and Field of Dreams. Iggy T asked, how did he pass? They're not releasing that information yet. But his role in Field of Dreams, you can't tell me, as a father-son type thing, that Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner getting to play at catch with his father at the end of that movie does not tear you up a little bit. Nah, I'm just being honest. I'm having a hard time. I'm fighting so hard from crying right now during this live stream. You know, here, let me finish the rest of this and then I'll get into what I was going to say.
And something wild. Liotta leaves behind his fiance, JC, and daughter, Carson. He was 67 years old. We're gathering information about how exactly he did pass away. We'll bring you more updates just as soon as we get them.
So, I've been thinking about this, people. I had some bad days right after my dad passed away. It's coming up on the 1 year anniversary of my dad, losing my dad. And I thought that because you think about this stuff. You think about this stuff all the time. You think, all right, my parents are not going to be around forever. And I thought that I was going to have the worst time dealing with it. And this was a decade before he passed away. I'm sorry about that, David. And look, I get sad, but I deal with it in my own way. I if I'm being honest, getting let go from Bubba's show after everything that happened, it was, hey, thank you, Fozzie. I really appreciate that. Fozzie says, in my opinion, the podcast kept you focused. We're proud of you, Tuttle. Wow, Fozzie, that does mean a lot. Thank you. But I think me getting let go and then the pandemic started, I got to spend the last year and a half of my dad's life with him every single day. I got to be with him. We talked a lot more. My dad, you know, I know for a fact because we've had these conversations. My mom was sick a lot. My dad would always say, the one thing that we all have in common, and I apologize if I'm getting like serious or, you know, getting dark or whatever. But my dad said this, and you got to realize my dad grew up in the Deep South. My dad might have been a little judgmental of people because of their, you know, but that's the thing about it. People are not born racist. They're taught it. And back to the baseball thing. You want to know what made my dad grow? Was coaching baseball. Because where I grew up, big Hispanic community. We had African Americans on our team. My dad really, really did change his ways. And the one thing my dad always said, death is the one thing that no matter what your race, creed, religion, gay, bisexual, transgender, no matter what, guess what? The one thing we all have in common is death. We're all going to die one day. It's inevitable. And my dad was not scared of death. I'm not a religious person. My dad was. And if that, and you know what? I never judged him. I never was like, oh, dad, whatever. You know, if that gave him solace in his last days, then good. Good. I'm glad he was. But my dad was not scared of death. And I know for a fact, I know my dad better than anybody. My dad would not want us to be sad. My dad would not want us to be depressed and not enjoy. Would not want us to not enjoy a single day. And my mom has had a really, really rough go this week. By the way, you know, the cherry on top of everything is that my dad's best friend, his first cousin, died on Monday. And that has set my mom off as well, too. And at the same time, I'm thinking that people think that I'm a complete heartless bastard for not showing my grief or being as sad as I should be. But I also know that my dad would want me to be strong because when I have showed some type of emotion after the loss of my dad, it upsets my mom. I know if my dad was still here or if he could talk to me, he would not want me to be sad. He would want me to be strong. He would want me to be strong so my mom was not upset. Trust me, I hurt inside. I do it on my own. You know, like, the only, when I dream and I have dreams of my dad and stuff, It's great. It really is. But at the same time, when you wake up, you're like, it's like losing him all over again and stuff. So, I didn't mean to go off on that sad tangent and stuff, because it just, I don't know, the Ray Liotta story, Field of Dreams and everything, just kind of got me there. So I do apologize, people. I really, really do. Fozzie says, and you did it all sober. I gotta tell you, Fozzie, there was definitely some times. There was. And Twisted Movie says, got lots of support here, bud. Thank you. That does mean a lot. It really, really does. And Twisted Movies also did say, can't have light without some darkness. Hey, thank you, Iggy T. And like I said, I apologize about that. I also think that sometimes audiences like it when you're real. And that's about it. So I think I'm going to move on. Somebody brought this, I think Twisted Movies did. This is absolutely horrible, people. And I really think this is why people do think that a lot of this stuff, a lot of people think that a lot of these school shootings, you know, Alex Jones, he claimed for the longest time that the people in Sandy Hook, they were all crisis actors and stuff. The school shooting in Texas, you know, now they're finding out, there's a lot of stuff coming out that there was no security guard at all when there was supposed to be. They can't account where he was when this gunman came in. And I've also been seeing a lot of footage of, you know, this was a very small town. This was a very, very small town. And they said from the time they got the first 911 call of a gunman being near a school, because you got to remember, he crashed his truck. And there was 15 minutes before he ended up in the school. The security guard that was supposed to be there, because they originally said that the security guard exchanged fire with the guy. No security guard at all. Why was it that the Border Patrol was the only ones that went in? And I saw some videos of law enforcement officers slamming parents to the ground because they wanted to go in and save their kids because nobody else was going in. So this is why you get these conspiracy theories, because Alex Jones said they were crisis actors at Sandy Hook. I don't believe it. I don't. You know, a lot of these cops got to be careful because everybody's looking out for a lawsuit. But now the conspiracy theory nuts are all going to be in on it now, because the husband of one of the teachers died of a heart attack. And what I don't like is that the news did here was they didn't say heart attack. They said that he died of grief. Now, that probably could be the case. Grief of leading up to a heart attack. But now I think they got kids, from what I was reading. And this is just bad all the way around.
afternoon. Of course, all week we've been following the events that have taken place in Uvalde, Texas, a mass shooting at a school there that killed 19 children and two adults. Today we're learning even more sad news that a husband of one of those teachers who was killed, well, today we learned that he himself now has died. His nephew posted on social media that that man, Joe Garcia, passed away due to grief. Now, he was married to Irma Garcia.
Okay. I get it. People have always said, oh, you can actually die from a broken heart. I believe that. I've had loss where I feel like I'm having a heart attack. I feel like my heart is going to rip in two. We've all had that. Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop. Hey, Tuttle, did you hear about the Texas senator walked off camera? Yes, I did that. Sky News did an interview, and I forgot to pull it. Damn it. Iggy T says, the cops went in and got their own kids. Also, Iggy T says, but wouldn't let anyone else in. Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks. And Fozzie, I do have the video of the Ciroc thing, so I'll definitely get to that. But man, this just sucks.
She was in that classroom and was shot and killed. They were married for 24 years. On Twitter, Joe Garcia's nephew posted, quote, extremely heartbreaking and come with deep sorrow to say that my tia Irma's husband, Joe Garcia, has passed away due to grief. I truly am at a loss for words for how we're all feeling. In all caps, it went on to say, please pray for our family. God have mercy on us. This isn't easy. So again, 21.
You know, do yourself a favor. If you have HBO Max or whatever, please go and watch the George Carlin special. It's two-parter. It is absolutely amazing. It is. And he talks about this. Like, he did not get down on people that were religious. I mean, he talked bad about the church and stuff. You know what? No, he really didn't. He was talking about people that offer their prayers and stuff. And it's like, I think that's one of the most insensitive things in the world, because I'm telling you right now, once again, not a parent, never will be a parent, but if I was religious and somebody said, oh, I'm praying for you, or, oh, they're in a better place, or it's all in God's plan. This shooting is the type of thing that makes people just say, fuck religion. And I'm not trying to be shocking or anything by saying that. But, isn't the definition of God supposed to be somebody that knows everything that has happened, everything that will happen, and he controls it? And you could be the best Christian in the world. You could pray. You could go to church. You could give money to the church. Help out people all you want to. But your kid gets shot up in a mass shooting by some asshole that was upset because he was bullied. You know how many times that I was bullied or beat up? Oh, I haven't even talked about this. I don't know if I ever will, but some of the childhood trauma that I went through, not from my parents, that completely fucked me up as a person. How could you really believe in God? Seriously, I just don't get it. And I think it's insensitive to say, oh, they're in a better place, or it's a part of God's plan. Well, if it was a part of God's plan, fuck him. That's what I would say. Jeez, man, I just don't get it. I just really do not get it at all. Fozzie says, I should adopt. Twisted Movie says, if you believe the God plan stuff, you also believe that the shooting was in God's plan as well, too. Exactly. That's something that I've never, ever gotten in my life. And Dave Bowers, I've wanted to for the longest time. And you know what? I think I'm going to pull the trigger on that. So many people have told me, you need a microdose. Try it at least one time. And I think I'm going to. What up, Stephen Duncan? Stephen Duncan is joining us. He says, what's up, Tuttle? But I just don't get that. They had a church service. They had this. They had that. We're praying for you. When a politician, I hate when these politicians, they don't have any answers. But you know what they say? What we need right now is prayer. I'm sure there was a lot of Christian parents that lost their kids in this mass shooting.
People confirmed dead in that shooting. Now we're learning that a husband of one of those victims has also died. According to his family, that person has died of grief.
No. Come on. You're a news source. You are a trusted news source. And for you to say he died of grief is irresponsible. It's sensationalism. He died of a heart attack. I saw the news. He died of a heart attack.
Garcia, who was married to Irma for 24 years. Irma, of course, in that classroom that was attacked by the mass shooter. Texas officials have provided more information today saying that shooter was actually in the school building for an hour.
If that is true, you know, that's the thing about this. Like, when a story first breaks, you get all types of conflicting reports. If that kid, that 18-year-old little asshole, was in that school for over an hour before anybody was able to kill his little dumbass, what's going on? And what happened to the security guard that was supposed to be the line of defense? Was he out getting a little sippy-sippy? Was he burning a heater? Smoking a pole? Not the gay way. He was just getting high. I don't know. Like, where was he? You know, they had that problem in Parkland. They had that problem in Parkland where that pussy-ass, scared-ass resource officer would not go in there. Look, this kid had an AR-15. If I had a 9mm, I don't know, man. I never want to be a hero, but we're talking about elementary school kids. I mean, you're right, Fozzie. Blitz would have had that bastard hogtied face down in the cafeteria in 10 minutes. Now, Blitz would not have even bothered to hogtie him. Blitz would have just put him down.
He entered through an unlocked door and was in that school for an hour before he was neutralized and killed by Border Patrol agents.
So, a lot of the Republicans, well, not just Republicans, I'm just politicians themselves, we're all saying, oh, yeah, we need one way in, one way out when it comes to these schools and everything. All right, cool. What's going to happen when there is a fire at one of these schools and stuff? And it's a fire hazard. Abraham Dragon Friend, you cannot predict a fight or flight response. Fight, flee response. While I expect them to help, it might just be one of those things you can predict how someone, or I think you meant can't predict how someone will react. Isn't that kind of just one of those things when you sign up as a law enforcement officer, or that you just need to be that person? If you have anxiety or you're worried about flight or fleeing, fight, flight, or flee, FFF, then guess what? You don't have any business being a law enforcement officer, let alone a school resource officer. And the only reason I wanted to play that story about the husband, they got kids. Those kids are being like completely screwed over by this dickhead 18-year-old. Nelly Mandingo writes, if there is only one way in and one way out, you know where the cops are going to come in. Dumb. I mean, I don't know what needs to be done. I don't have any of the answers. Guess what? I'm not a politician. I never claim to know anything. I'm just kind of just talking about my dumbass brain and its opinion on this whole situation. But Jesus Christ, man. It's so sad, and something has to be done. I don't know what. I don't know what needs to be done. But man, something needs to change. And I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. But I don't have any answers. Banning guns? Never, it's not going to happen. So don't give me that. Background checks? Yes, needs to be done. Do we need to make it harder? Yeah. Guess what? Also, how did an 18-year-old kid just turned 18 working at Wendy's buy two AR-15s that are over $3,000. Let's think about this. This kid did not seem like the most responsible, frugal type person. He was not like Colton. I shouldn't even compare the guy to Colton or whatever. But what I'm saying is Colton is frugal with his money. He saves, right? Okay. Where did he get the money to buy two AR-15s at 18? It just does not make any sense. I got an angle on this story, but this story reminds me a lot of, oh yeah, and the grandma. Abraham Dragonfriend, who's going to pay for the background checks? Who's going to fund this? I'm pro background, but also had zero history of an issue. Well, how about this? When you go to buy a gun, you pay for the background check. That's the cost of doing business. Sorry. There are a lot of taxes that I don't agree with paying for. So what I'm trying to say is that if we're worried about the cost of background checks and stuff, guess what? Make the person that's buying the gun, that's a part of doing business. Sorry. But this next story, This husband claims to have accidentally killed his professional ballerina wife. And there's so many comparisons about the Blade Runner guy. You remember that guy that didn't have any legs and he was using the little Blade Runner? They called him the Blade Runner sprinter. And he accidentally, he claimed to have killed his girlfriend because he thought she was a burglar. And this guy used the same excuse as, I think it was Pastori down in South Africa.
The clock, a local ballerina is dead after police say her husband at her.
It's a pretty bizarre case. He told detectives she startled him in the middle of the night and it was an accident. He's now under arrest for her murder.
Fozzie, you're right. He did. Blasted his girlfriend through the bathroom door. But you know how they got that guy? They were able to tell from the angle of the shot. And they could tell that he had his blade legs on or his prosthetics. They could tell that he had it on. He claimed to have been in the bed. So you're telling me that he was so afraid for his life that he had time to pin on his legs and then shoot into the bathroom? Oh, you also didn't look to see if your wife or girlfriend was laying next to you in the bed. You got to be really, really fucking smart to get away with murder.
Tim Powell.
You could tell.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to be insensitive to this chick getting killed, but I'm not talking about, you know, in the moment, present day gymnastics people. Because a lot of the gymnasts that you see in the Olympics, a lot of them are under 18. I'm talking about former Olympic gymnasts that are in their 20s. Isn't that like a kink? I don't know. Am I the only one that was like, man, oh man, would it be badass to hook up with a gymnast? Over 18, legal. Everybody, if you as a guy don't admit that, because I'm being honest, a lot of the gymnasts now have donks. They got donks. They got that cake. They got that donk to donk, donk, donk. And then ballerinas, how flexible they are. Gymnasts are flexible. If you're a man and you've never ever thought about that, you're a goddamn liar. Sorry. I'm just saying that. Fozzie says, pretty soon we'll see 300-pound female gymnasts just because they want to. Well, guess what, Fozzie? Bet your ass if there was a 300-pound gymnast in the Olympics on the balance bar, bet your ass I'm watching that. Guess what? Bet your ass if a 300-pound gymnast is doing the floor routine, I'm watching it. Bet your ass if a 300-pound gymnast is swinging on the 300-pound, the uneven bars swinging back and forth. Yeah, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to watch that all day. You know, that little springy board that they jump off? Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm just watching it for the entertainment value. And who are we to say that a 300-pound Lizzo-looking gymnast can't compete? Twisted Movies says, what does he say? Red, I've seen several CCW holders in Las Vegas pull their weapons. Also, Abraham Dragon Friend says, bro, if a 300-pound gymnast can do a vault bars or whatever, I'm down. I mean, come on. But we've all been that. We've been like, oh, man, how flexible are they? A contortionist? There's this chick that I follow on TikTok. She shoots bow and arrows professionally with her feet, but she's doing a handstand at the same time behind her back. It's the craziest stuff in the world, and we all do that as guys. We're like, oh, man, what could I do?
How happy she was when she was dancing. That was where she showed her most joy, and she was so free and... yeah, it was really beautiful watching her on stage.
Since she was 2 years old, Colleen Hoops had her heart set on being a professional ballerina.
She just lit up the stage when she danced, and
you know, dance.
See, I mean, Abraham Dragonfriend says, I tried the rings once. That shit is hard as F. And you know what? The women don't do the rings. Only the guys. That's what, you know, also the guys don't do the beam. The guys don't do the beams because guess what? If they mess up, you're destroying a man's manhood. I think they do the pommel horse as well, too. But yeah, I mean, it takes so much like upper body strength to do those rings.
Thing is all she ever wanted to do and the thing she absolutely loved.
At 25 years old, Colleen has been
I mean, okay. I'm not going to say bad things about somebody that's not with us anymore, but come on. I think she's attractive.
Dancing with Ballet Arizona for 5 years.
The eyes, look at the eyes, man. Those eyes are just.
But on Friday at 3:30 in the morning, Tempe police got a call from her husband.
Caller said that he was startled by his wife in the middle of the night and had shot her.
Tempe police say Chris.
Okay, now look at this guy. Look at this guy. Oh, the humanity. Oh, the humanity. I mean, Fozzie, you're kind of right, but Fozzie, ballerinas have the ugliest feet. Yeah, I mean, you would think that they would have those type of toes from, like, being on them all the time. But this guy right here, come on.
Christopher Hoops was outside of their home when officers arrived. Colleen was shot twice, but died at the hospital.
You're stunned. You're devastated.
Now listen to this. Once again, how I said, you got to be smart as hell to get away with murder. There are cameras everywhere. What up, Gary? How are you, my buddy? Thank you for joining the show tonight.
It's a nightmare that you keep trying to wake up from.
According to court documents, Christopher woke up startled, got his gun, and shot 2 to 3 times before he realized it was his wife.
Wouldn't you think that a ballerina would be pretty light on her feet? That she was not heavy-footed or heavy, you know what I'm saying? She's not, like, stomping around like a damn rhino. Oh, see, all right, so they all come in threes. Gary says, don't forget to mention Andy Fletcher from Depeche Mode died today. So Ray Liotta, Andy Fletcher from Depeche Mode. Who's going to be the third? Thank you, Gary. Gary says, I'm good. Love the show as always. Appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, wouldn't you think that a ballerina would be like light on her feet? Why would she have startled her husband?
During the investigation, detectives found evidence Christopher shot from one end of the bed to the other. Also in the documents, detectives said they found an audio recording of the shooting from a nearby house.
Oh. Once again, cameras, videos everywhere. If you need me, I'm going to be in my office.
They say the gunshots were more than 2 seconds apart.
It's key that neighbors were
2 seconds apart. Like if you're going bang, bang, bang. You're not going to wait 2 seconds in between shots. And I guess they caught this. Everybody's got a Ring doorbell.
Able to help us and provide some of that feedback through surveillance and having those recordings. That helps us to develop, you know, different probable cause in terms of statements that are made and said.
The family of the ballerina says their only focus now is on honoring her life. Ballet Arizona released a statement saying, we are heartbroken to learn of the passing of company dancer Colleen Hoops. Colleen was an integral.
And you know what, though? There's been a lot of allegations about the gymnast being actually like taken advantage of. Remember that doctor? I think it was Larry Vassar with the gymnast. He was the doctor that was molesting a lot of the gymnasts and stuff. let's not say it's too much of a stretch to say that that stuff isn't going on with ballerina coaches and stuff. You know that it's probably happening. You know that it's happening. This is just like, what is going on, people?
Part of the Ballet Arizona family, and
wait, hold on. Nelly Mandingo, Andy Dick. I partied with Andy Dick. He's crazy. Did you see that video of Andy Dick? Cameras everywhere, man. I mean, Andy Dick's. Oh, and Kevin Spacey. Got 3 charges of sexual assault. And guess what? 2 of them are men. That should not be too surprising for you guys.
Will be missed deeply. She was passionate and dedicated to her art form.
Oh, and Redbeard. Redbeard says, sorry, Ted, don't mind us. Having a follow-up to your earlier story in the chat. Guys, no apologies needed. You know, if I'm just white noise in the background and you guys are just having a discussion, I want the chat room to be that way. I want the chat room to be a place where you can catch up with your friends, see how they're doing. So, no apologies needed. I mean, I just love to bring up a topic that just breeds conversation. So, no apologies needed, Redbeard.
And a bright light to us all. Our hearts go out to her loved ones. Colleen's family tells me that they are working on creating a scholarship in her name. As for Christopher, he is facing a second-degree murder charge, and we are told that he is out on bond, which was set at $750,000.
All right, so I got one last story that I want to play. Might relate to this. I don't know. But I like to play on words. They are local brewing company. Oh yeah, they're doing a special beer to help out funds for spousal abuse, domestic abuse. So is this beer where most of the proceeds go to make it a domestic beer? Just saying. I know that's a morning zoo joke.
Matt Siz is the lead brewer at Milwaukee's Third Space Brewing Company.
You get the phone call and you're shocked, you're heartbroken.
Last fall, his niece was killed by an ex-boyfriend.
She was just such a loving person. She was there willing to help anyone and everyone she could.
Now he's trying to help everyone he can by raising awareness about domestic violence.
The beer's called...
Okay, so... The reason that the beer is called 1 in 4, it's called 1 in 4 because most women here in the United States, 1 out of every 4 women have been a victim of domestic violence. And Fozzie, you kind of beat me to the joke, but it is true. A lot of the beer, sometimes alcoholics, they drink, it leads to domestic violence. But I mean, come on. If you're a guy that does it because you're drunk, then guess what? That was always in you.
Called 1 in 4.
A new specialty beer launching in October with proceeds benefiting Milwaukee's Sojourner Truth House. The organization provides domestic violence resources and interventions in Wisconsin.
There's a staggering statistic out there that 1 in 4 women will experience domestic violence at some point in their lifetime.
While the campaign was birthed here at Third Space in Milwaukee, the local recipe is being...
I bet it's a good-ass beer. I mean, isn't, like, Milwaukee, like, the beer capital of the United States?
...share nationwide, really with the hopes of other breweries catching...
Gary says it's just a matter of time. I love my audience. I love the supporters of this show.
Joining in on the initiative ahead of Domestic Violence Awareness Month later this fall.
It's free for anyone to use as long as they commit to helping with the cause and donating a portion of their proceeds to a nonprofit that's helping with domestic violence awareness and prevention.
I like the can, the purple. Reminds me of Orlando City soccer.
Sizz and Third Space will brew about 60 barrels of the specialty IPA this year, invoking notes of berries, stone fruit, citrus, and hints of the color purple.
Wait, hold on. Hints of the color purple. When you say hints, wouldn't you think that they're saying taste? Or is it just, are they saying the beer is actually color purple? Because let's be honest, what does purple taste like? And don't say grape, because there's a lot of other things that are purple.
Universal symbol of domestic violence awareness.
Let's talk.
Gary, I'm mad at myself that I did not think of that, but Gary says purple is the color of bruises. I'm slacking.
About it within our communities to really start the conversation.
In Milwaukee, I'm Jaron Jordan, WISN 12 News.
1 in 4 beer will officially be in stores in October. Other brewers can join the initiative by signing up at 1in4.beer. We have a link on WISN.com.
All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Make sure you check out, if you want to catch the audio podcast and, you know, you're just driving around, you can go to iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Just search the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be about the show. Hell, even your enemies, because you know what? If you hate the show, tell your enemies about it. It's a great joke. If you'd like to help out to the cause, you can super chat. Or you can cheer some bits, or you can go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the Radio. Gonna get out of here, guys. I appreciate every single one of you. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.